The Gemara Yitches Amid Aleph. We'll go quickly again from the two dots in the middle of the Amid. Tana Rabbanon. Poiske Ma'am Nagina Elf Shabbos M'Chashech Mismalez Alechz Kol Yom Kulo. A person had to open up the irrigation system and let the garden be irrigated throughout the whole Shabbos because it's Shvisas Kelim and it's Mutter. You're not doing a Malach on Shabbos. It's only your Kelim. U'menichin Mugmar Tachas HaKelim. You're allowed to put the incense under the Kelim. U'mis Gamgin V'Hokin Kol Yom Kulo. U'menichin Gofris or Sulfur Tachas HaKelim, which Rashi explains, it makes the grooves inside silver Kelim that you have. U'miskafin V'Hokin Kol Yom Shabbos Kulo Kulo. U'menichin Kilo Agabi Ayin. V'ispalins Agabi Amak, different types of refuas. U'miskapes V'Lachas Kol Yom Kulo. Avlein Noisin Chitin L'Terechayim. There's one exception in the Braisa. Chitin in Rechayim Shalmayim. That's also elch b'deshi itchinim b'ayyim. That has to be done before. So in the beginning of the Braisa is saying you're allowed to do all these melachas as long as it's done before Shabbos, as long as you put it in before Shabbos, even if it works throughout Shabbos. But when it comes to chaim shalmayim, you're not allowed to. So come on, my timer. So there's two tevutim. Rabbi's teretz says, "Omer Rabbi, b'neishem mashmas koil." The problem is mashmas koil, and that is a din of afsha, which is bizoyin, zilusa de shabosa. Omer Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi, "B'leim mamish mishvisas kelim." Why don't you say it? It says shvisas kelim. I didn't explain the first part of the Braisa, but the end of the Braisa would be very good. Chitin l'techmaim shvisas kelim. And I hold shvisas kelim is the Braisa. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Rav Yitzchak says, v'chol ha-shamati alechem tishmuru, l'rabbi shvisas kelim, and besides shvisas behemtoi, there's also shvisas kelim. Elom Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak argues in Rabba, b'shum shvisas kelim, the reason is shvisas kelim. Now, v'hashad amad l'beis hillel, we're still going in beis hillel, I'm going in beis shammai. V'hashad amad l'beis hillel, islu shvisas kelim, if you hold the shvisas kelim, the reisa, so now let's explain the first part of the reisa. So gofris u'mugma my time is shoru, why is it mutter? Shvisas kelim is also, why are the three, four things mentioned early in the reisa mutter? Enter the Gemara, there's a difference in two types of kelim. A kli that does a maisa, and a kli that doesn't do a maisa. A kli de la covid maisa, so then it's no issa shvisas kelim. It's passive kli. Or unishal pishta my time shalu shalavid maisa. It's sitting there. It's soaking on its own. It's being absorbed, and the maisa lisha or tzvi is taking place. Umenach naicha mitzuris chayva oy v'dogim the covid maisa. L'chora trap is a maisa. The mouse trap, it shuts. That's a maisa. So come on, no, we're not talking about a regular trap. My time is shoru. Hosam nami belechi bikuka. We're talking about a fishing rod where, let's say, a fish bites onto a hook. There's no mice done in the trap. It's not a mouse trap. Or it's talking about a net where you go in. It's wide on one side, narrow on the other side. So it's passive. The loy covered mice. So being mechalik right now in Beis Hillel, that Shvisas Kalim is the reisa, but ovid mice, but the loy ovid mice not. V'hashta the Omer Rav Eishe. Now there's another teretz. Rav Eishe said Omer Rav Asi. Man tol Shvisas Kalim drop Beis Hillel. Shvisas Kalim is the reisa Beis Shammai. So then it's not Beis Hillel. So the Beis Shammai, we don't differentiate. There's no difference. Bein covered ma'isa, bein teloy covered ma'isa also. Shvisas Kelim is the rice, it's irrelevant. The Kelim and not a lot of work on your behalf, even if it's passive. And the Beis Hillel, Avagav the covered ma'isa shogi. According to Beis Hillel, it's always mutter. Shvisas Kelim is not the rice, it's mutter. It doesn't make a difference, even if it's a ma'isa that like a mouse trap. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you did it before Shabbos, mitzad you, Shvisas Kelim is lav the rice, bein covered ma'isa, bein teloy covered ma'isa. So now we have to understand the Braisa, that's what we're up to, that if you're saying Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa, Bein Ovid Maisa, Bein Lovid Maisa, so why is the first part of the Braisa say all these things are mutter? The only one we asked it was the Mayim. Zokti Gemara, Bahashta the Amad Beis Shammai, Afgav Lovid Maisa also. If you're telling me that Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa, this we got up to. Hashta the Amad Beis Shammai, Afgav Lovid Maisa also. Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa, even if you didn't do a Maisa. So we understand. Rechaim Shamayim, it's also. But what about the first part of the Braisa? Ihochi. Zok the Gemara, Yitches my Beis, Mugma v'gof, because my time is Shoru Beis Shammai. If you tell me Shvisas Kelim is the Raisa, it's irrelevant if it's a Maisa or not. And before we agree, we're Mechalik between Ovid Maisa, the Kli or not. But now you're telling me that it's also B'choloif in the Kong to Beis Shammai. So why is Mugma v'gof, is Mutter? As long as you put it before Shabbos, why is it Mutter? My time is Shoru Beis Shammai. Zok the Gemara, we're not talking about a Kli over there. Hosom manach a'aro. We're talking about it's directly on the floor. There's no kelim. If there's no kelim, there's no shvisas kelim. It's allowed to be put in a place where it's not on the floor. And that's why, not in the kli, it's on the floor. So that's why it's mutter. So frek di gemara, gigis, the beer vat, over ner, v'kdeiro, v'shvoid. All these are our kelim, not on the floor. So my time is shogun beis shamai. So why is it mutter? Here it's not on the floor. These are clearly in kelim. Bishleim gofris, we answered, you put directly on the floor.
But over here, a sheker is inside a vat. A vat is not on the floor. It has to be in a barrel. So, what are you going to do by a spittle, a shvoid? All these things are kelim. So, my time is shogu b'shamai. At entered the Gemara, the mafkelu afkure. Gewaldige Einfall. We talk about it's not my kli. I was mafke the kli. I ate from it because it's not my kli. But it's not my kli. The food is mine, but the kli is not mine. I was mafke it. So there's no issa shvizis kelim. Shvizis kelim is on the bailim to make sure that his kelim are not being shavis on Shabbos. It's not my kli because I'm mafke it.
The price
that was Beishamai, or yeah, we're going now. The last answer to the Gemara was that it's Beishamai, and there's no difference if it's Shvisas Kalim is a Maisa or Shvisas Kalim without a Maisa. Both of them is a Brisa. It's also, so how do you understand the Brisa? The first part, all these are Mutta except for Rechaim Shamayim. So we answered either to talk about that it's on the floor, so it's not in the Kli, so it's no problem, that's why it's Mutta, or because you're Mafkir the Kli. No, we're going now to this Teretz, is going, it's only Beishamai. According to Beisil, the Shvisas Kalim is love the Brisa, it's Mutta in every instance. Even the case of Rechaim Shamayim, according to Beis Hillel's Mutta. Rechaim Shamayim is one teretz of Avshah before, but Beis Hillel holds Shvi's Kelim is Mutta, so there's no Issa, even Rechaim Shamayim, as long as I did it before Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Man Tana Lohod Tana Rabbonon. What about the following Braisa? Le Simale Isha Kedega Asosios Vitumisin. A woman should not fill up a barrel with all types of kidneys. And let it bake all throughout the Shabbos. He can't place it there. And if she did let it sit the whole Shabbos, you have to wait this man of in order to partake and to be nana from this melacha that we call melacha Shabbos, even though he didn't do it, he did everything passive. But since your kli was working on Shabbos, you have to wait. This is clearly an issa of Shvisas Kalim. Likewise, the baker cannot fill up a barrel of water. We're talking about your kli. You have to wait this man of chadesh yase. So clearly, this is man the omer that holds shvitz kelim deraisa. Leim beis shami v'loy beis hillel. Since we said beis shami holds shvitz kelim deraisa, irrelevant if the kli is doing a ma'isa or not a ma'isa, even passive, your kli has to be shoyves. So it's clearly beis shami, not beis hillel. So come on, no. I feel a tame base hillo. Mitzat shvisas kelim base hillo holds shvisas kelim lav the raisa. And this braisa would not say that it's also kong to base hillo mitzat the issa shvisas kelim. There's a new issa that we found why even base hillo would agree that you have to wait b'chdei shiyase. Not because he clearly wasn't shoifas. You know why? Gzeira shem yichate b'gecholim. Whole new sugya. An introduction to perekira, which is coming up, third perek. Gzeira shem yichate b'gecholim. The reason why you can't be mamala chavish l'mayim, or you can't have this tamusin, or these beans, or whatever they're putting up in the oven, Erev Shabbos, even though I'm not doing anything, is because you might come to stoke the fire. There's a gzera. Natural instinct of a person is to stoke a fire when somebody is cooking. So mamela, shem yichat b'cholim, since you were over on this gzera, so that's what he said, you have to wait b'chdei shiyase. Zog d'umare yichi. So if you tell me there's a new Gzeirin Beis Hillel, not Shvisas Kalim, and that's this Tanur Rabbanan, this Brice is Shemichat B'Cholim, so it's even according to Beis Hillel. So now let's look back at the Brice and Amad Aleph. The Brice and Amad Aleph had a bunch of things that we said, a bunch of Kalim, that according to Beis Hillel, we said they're all Mutter. The one that was Osa, we said, was the case of Chitin Shel Chaim Shamayim. So according to Beis Hillel, we said it's all Mutter, and the Brice is only according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, everything is Mutter. But you're just mechadish and nuchshash called shemichat b'cholim. Well, one of the things over there are also talking about cholim. In fact, the Gemara iochim mugma begofris over there, you had all types of incense on the fire. You had sulfur. You had all types of things that were taking place. So nami ligzar, maybe goes over there shemichat b'cholim. You have the sulfur on the fire. It's mutter. You didn't have Shabbos. Why? What about shemichat? You tell me it's only b'shami not b'shilo. Why? That price be b'shilo too because it's nuchshash, not shvizas kelim. Shemichat b'cholim. Zog the Gemara. Hosom loy machti luhu. Over there, you're not going to be mechati b'cholim. You're not going to stir. Why? The machti. If you're going to stoke the fire, you're going to stir the coals. What's going to happen? Solik bukutra. There's smoke going to come out of there. V'kosha luhu. And smoke is very bad for the mugma and the gofres over there that we're trying to accomplish to let it the incense work. The incense with smoke don't go together. So if you're going to stoke over there, it's going to ruin it. So you're not going to do it. That's specifically not price. It's no chash shemichata. It's not a cholent. Cholent, your stoke is good. Over there, on Amr Aleph, the price, stoking is bad. So there's no chash of shemichata. What about Unin Shel Pishtan? Over there it says flax. Also, it's mutter to place Erev Shabbos. So Nami Ligzer. Over there, there's no problem with smoke. So what's the problem? Zok the Mara Hosom came in the Koshalu Zika Loy Megalale. A new chash, a new reason why you're not going to stoke. Mitzat Shvizkelim is no problem, but Mitzat Shemichatim Mechad is a new problem. Well, Unesh Pishton, if you stoke, you have to open up the pot. Opening the pot ruins it. Koshalu Zika, because air comes in. You know, sometimes you're baking something in the oven, you're not supposed to open the oven door. Air comes in, ruins whatever's being baked. It ruins the cake. So here also, the unin shall pish in the flax bundles, when you open up the oven in order to stoke, that itself it brings in air, koshalu zika, so you're not going to stoke, so there's no chash. Loi megalale, you're not even going to be megala the pot.
So frek the Gemara, what about semele yoyra? The Mishnah clearly says, beis hilo matirin, why is it muta?
That you're allowed to put it in before Shabbos. So what about ligzar? You talk about over there, where the dye is going to catch onto the wool. Over there, there's no problem of smoke. There's no problem of gilu zika. So why not chosh over there, shem yechata? So why do we say it's mutter, kong to beis hilo, all these things? Or mashmul, b'yoyra akura. We're talking about that the yoyra is off the fire. If it's off the fire, so then there's no chosh of shem yechata. Frek the Gemara, v'necha shem emegis ba, anuch chosh, which is also sugi and kira, maybe you'll be megis. You'll stir it even off the fire.
And here Taisa says the chashash is because of tzviya, and that's why it's a chashash off the fire.
Dr. Mora, ba'akura v'tucha. It's off the fire, and it's sealed shut tight with tucha, with tar, or whatever types of thing that seals it. So if it's sealed, so you have to break a seal. By the time you break a seal, you're going to remember, oi, I can't be megis. We're not talking about a guy that's be a dying being over. Otherwise, I'm talking about a guy that's mechal Shabbos. No, we're talking about you're going to forget. Shemi yichata, shemi yogis. All these things are shoshes you might forget. If it's akura v'tucha, it's off the fire, and it's also sealed. So by the time you break this seal, you'll remember they nalaru. So mele there's no chash by tzemele yoyra.
And that's why Beis Hillel Matirin, and he says there's no chash.
Now the Gemara says, v'hashad om amal, now that you established a nuchshash, even if there's no promise, Shvizis Kelim Kog to Beis Hillel, but there's something called Shem Yechate B'Gcholim. So Haikid Rochaisa Shori La Nucher of Shabbos Im Chashecha B'Tanura. If you have a raw piece of meat, now usually there's also a whole sugi in Kira. If you have a raw piece of meat, so raw is not going to allow you to stir to make it cooked by this time that you want to eat it at night. What's the reason a person stirs? You stir because you want to speed up the process of the bishul. I want to have my cholent Friday night. So if I'm going to stir it, it's going to cook quicker and I'll be able to have it by the suda. If you put in kidra chaisa, a raw piece of meat, even if you stir, it's not going to finish the process of cooking by the time you want to eat the suda at night. It's anyways going to have to take time till the next morning. So the stirring is not going to make a difference. If the stirring is not going to make any difference because it's anyways kidra chaisa, so it's not going to be ready till tomorrow morning, even if you stir. So there's no chashash of shemi yichata. And that's the yisoid in the bishul, which is halacha lemaisa. If someone puts in kidra chaisa in a cholent right before Shabbos, so there's no problem of shemi yichata because it's lemaisa not going to do the job anyways. This is a big discussion in the poskim besides numerous reasons. Number one, we're mekabel Shabbos by Shkia. Shabbos is really after Ben Hashmoshes, by Tzeis Gechovim. So you might put it in raw.
But it's not anymore Kidra Chais at the onset of Shabbos.
So the Chash of Shemi Yechata might still be Negeya because it's not Kidra Chais at the time when it's really Shabbos. That's one problem. Another problem is today's cookings are not like a mol where a raw is not going to finish another 10 hours. Today we have very high efficient kitchens. So it's the kidra chaisa might not prevent it from being ready. So the chitvi might help. And in addition, today we have meals late at night also. So it's not like pshat is, it's not negay for another 10 hours, either now or not, or tomorrow morning. People have meals after this meal also, after Oinik Shabbos. They want to have a cholent 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. So the chash of kidra chaisa might still be relevant. We're not talking about with the blech. That's what we'll get to the sugi in Kira, legabi chazora and all the sugis that are in the geya. But Al-Kaponim, the Gemara is saying right now, the simple chash of kidra chaisa, the simple chash of shemi yichata, kidra chaisa would evade that problem because no shemi yichata anyways is not going to accomplish the job anyways. Now what the question is, up until how much is it called kidra chaisa? Is it called kidra chaisa even if it's raw up to how much? up to Michael ben Isoy, up to a third. What's called Kiddush Chayse? That's why after a certain amount of time, it's not Kiddush Chayse anymore. That's why I said, when is Shabbos start? When are you putting it in?
So this is a machlokes haposkim in Reish Nun Gimel. The Bach holds that up until a third, it's still called Kiddush Chayse. The Magen Avraham says that it has to be dafka, that it's not at all mevushal at all, zero. And it has to be mamer somel chashecha. So that's where the nafkamina is. If Shabbos doesn't start till later, you're not going to have that it's not mevushal at all.
Zok the Magen. So akoponim, if the gzeir Hashem yichata, hakid rechaisa, shor alanuch erev Shabbos mechashecha betanura, my time and the reason being, kevin el chozi lo uta, it's not ready for that night. Anyways, because it's a raw piece of meat, asuche masach daite minei, v'lo yosu lechtuye b'kholim. So you're not going to be mechata anyways. Now, if you have a pot that has in the kid rechaisa and other food items, we look at the whole pot as one mixture. Because the Kiddush Chayse is matzil the whole pot. Assuming Kiddush Chayse is no chashash mechata, you're not going to say, oh, what about the broccoli next to there that I will be mechata? No. It's one mixture that we look at the Kiddush Chayse as matzil. Zok the Gemara, uboshel shapidomi. Something that is cooked. If it's cooked, so then shapidomi. Why? Because then there's no, it doesn't require chitui. So boshel, you're allowed to put it into the fire. There's no chav shemichata. We're going to Beis Hillel. There's no problem with Shvisas Kalin. Putting something on the pot, on the fire, that's boshel. There's no chav shemichata because it doesn't require. It doesn't need it. It's cooked already. Kiddush Chayse, there's no chash because it's not going to do the job. Boshel, there's no chash because it's already cooked. The problem is boshel v'loy boshel osur. When it's partially cooked, semi-cooked, boshel v'loy boshel, that is where the problem of shemichata is. Because you want to stir it in order to speed up the process.
And Tosfos says this boshel v'loy boshel dish is not Michael ben Dusoy. And that the Gemara says, v'shode be'gar mechaya shapidomi. If into this boshel v'loy boshel dish you throw in a raw piece of meat, then there's no chav shchitui because it's not going to be ready anyways.
Because now it's not going to, the chitui is not going to do the job anyways. V'shode be'gar mechaya shapidomi. Now you have no problem because this will be matzil the whole boshel v'loy boshel pot. Because the gar mechaya
is going to make it. There's no reason to be mechata, and I don't want it till tomorrow morning, anyways.
Zok the Gemara, v'hashta adom amar, kol midi de koshel ezika loy megalale. Now that we established that anything that when you open up the pot, air comes in, ruins it. We said before in the Gemara, you're not going to do it. As we said, unin shel pishin, there's no chashash of shem yichata. One of the reasons was because if you open up the pot, air comes in and it ruins the cake. It ruins the dish. It ruins the pishtun. She won't reveal it. So anything that's kosher lezika, there's no chash v'shem yichata. V'hashu da omamar, kol midi de kosher lezika lo megalale, hay bisra de gadya. If you have a piece of gdi meat, which is a young piece of meat from a gdi, v'shorik, and the pat is sealed with tit, so you have to break the seal in order to be mechata. If you have that reminder, so you have two things going positively to prevent you from being mechata. One is that revealing the pot will ruin it. And number two, it's sealed. So you have another extra reminder. So shapidomi. There's no problem. Bisra de gadya, there's no problem because Zika ruins the meat of the gadi. And also it's sealed. So there's a reminder that will prevent you from being mechata. The barcha v'loy shorik. If let's say you have a piece of barcha meat. Barcha is an ayil godl. Over there, Zika doesn't affect it. The meat is not affected by air coming inside. So, veloy shorik. And in addition, it's not sealed with tit. So you have two things going against you. You don't have the reminder of the tit, and Zika doesn't ruin it. So then, also, that's posher, that's also. Because you might open it up and be mechata. Don't tell me kosher Zika, because Zika doesn't share aisle meat. And don't tell me you have a reminder, because we're talking about that it's not sealed. Where's the question? The gadya v'loy shorik. You have gdi meat. On the one hand, it has a positive aspect because gdi is kosher lezika. But loy shorik, but it's not sealed. Or the barcha v'shorik. You have aisle meat where zika doesn't affect it. So that shouldn't prevent you from being mechata. But it's shorik, but it's sealed. So you have that reminder. Over there is a machloikas. Rav Ashi shorik. Rav Ashi says one positive aspect is enough. Even though you have one negative, it's irrelevant. You have one positive point. The fact that the zika ruins it is enough, or the fact that it's sealed is enough, even by an aisle meat. The Rav Yomi Medifti also, you need both positive aspects. You need that side that it gets ruined like gdi, and side that it's sealed. Sealed alone is not enough by an aisle, or gdi alone is not enough if it's not sealed. Zogt im Ol Rav Ashi that says one aspect, a positive aspect is enough. Well, Rav Ashi the Shogi, Vatnan. If you tell me it's muta, one is enough. We learned in the Mishnah clearly. Ein tzoylin basar batzel ubeya. Elik deshi yitzulim ibad yoyim. You're not allowed to be tzoyla. You're not allowed to roast. Basar, meat, batzel, onions, beya, eggs. Elik deshi yitzulim ibad yoyim. Unless the maizah tzliya is finished the process of tzliya ibad yoyim. So we see clearly over there that basar includes all types of basar. And that means even of a gdi. If one aspect is enough, so then why should you have to say that it has to be Tzolim Ibad Yom? Zogt die Gemara, Hosom de Barche, oh, that's part of the Kasha, Hosom de Barche v'loi Shorik. Over there, it's Barche. Well, oh, 1 second. So the Gemara's Kasha was, Ain't Tzolim Basa Batal Be'e Elekadishim Ibad Yom. Why is it Osa, L'chari, one aspect is enough? And to the Gemara, no. Hosam de barcha v'lo shorik. Over there, we're talking about nagdi meat. We're talking about barcha. We're talking about an aisle. And an aisle taka, it's not kosher lezika. And in addition, it's not shorik, it's not closed up, sealed with tit. So you don't even have one aspect positive. We assumed in the kasha we're talking about gdi, and gdi meat is at least one positive aspect, and that's enough to be matir. Because you're not going to open it up, because zika ruins it. And to the Gemara, we're talking about two negative aspects. It's barcha, it's aisle meat with where Zika doesn't ruin it, and it's like shogik, it's not sealed, and that's why ain't soil and basar, meaning barcha meat, that's not shogik. Now the Gemara says, Ika da Amri, a whole different listener in this machlokes Rav Ashi. A whole new territory in the sugya. Ika da Amri, the gadya when it comes to gdi meat, bein shogik, bein loy shogik, shapit domi. Meaning, whenever it's gdi meat, gdi is kosher le Zika, it doesn't make a difference if it's sealed or not, it's muta. Shapidomi. The barcha, when it's aisle meat, nami, vishorik, if it's barcha meat, even though Zika doesn't ruin it, but if it's shorik, if it's sealed, then shapidomi. Because it's enough. As long as you have one positive aspect, the fact that it's shorik is enough for a reminder that you're not going to be mechata. Keep pligi, what's the machlokes? The barcha, veloy shorik. It's barcha meat, meaning it's aisle, and aisle, it's not kosher lezika, so you don't have a reminder. Veloy shorik, and it's not sealed either. We're saying a whole new pshat now. The machloikas is not when it has one positive aspect and one negative aspect. The machloikas is when it has no positive aspects. It's barcha, it's aisle meat, which Zika doesn't ruin it, and it's loy shorik, and it's not sealed. So you have no reminder. So what's the machloikas? Why would Ravashi matter? The Ravashi v'shori v'rabi yom edifti osu. Zog to Gemara, what's the reason that he's matter? Ul Ravashi v'shori, if it's mutter, even if it has no positive aspects, ain't no chashu shem yichata, so why can't you be tzoyla? V'otanan, ain't tzoylin basa batzal bay, elik desh tzulim bay yoyim. So if you're telling me, there's no chashu shem yichata, even something where you don't have a reminder of tit, and even if something that is not kosher lezika, so then why can't you be tzoyla basa batzal elik tzulim bay yoyim? Why do you have to have him bay yoyim? There's no chashu shem yichata. According to this ikad amri, but there's no chashu shem yichata by any meat. Zog the Gemara, Hosom bebisre agumri. A new teretz. Over there we're talking about that the meat is not even in an oven which has a kisui on it. It's directly on the coals. Oh, it's very easily to be mechata such a meat. It's bisre agumri. Zog the Rashi, She'ein oi betanur dafilu kisui leko. Umuchen lahapach bevelachtois. If it has a cover, you for it have to open the pot. Opening the pot is also some type of a reminder. Hold your horses. Wait, don't be mechata so quickly. Bisa agumra doesn't even have a cover on the pot. So over there, it's so easily accessible to be mechata. That's where the chsash is. Ain't tzoylin bosa botzal bay like they tzoylin by yoyim. He's talking about bisa agumri. Meat that's exposed. That's not even in a tanur. There's not even a kisui. There's not even a door you have to open. Not because it's zikal koshalei. Not because it's tochle betit. It's because it doesn't even have a reminder of a door, of a pot, of a cover. That's when it's also. But if you have any type of reminder, then you don't have the chashash of shem yichata.
Now the Gemara finishes. We said before that when you have gdi meat, not this last lishna, but the lishna before, we said that gdi meat, the ruach is mazikit, so there's no chashash of opening up the door. If there's a door, because shem yichata, you're not going to open up the cover of the pot. So now the Gemara says, another similar aspect where it's also going to be kosher lezika. If you're going with the lishna of kosher lezika, Omer Avina, haikar chaya. If you have a dalas, the last that's chaya, that is uncooked, a pumpkin that's raw, shapir domi, you're allowed to put it into the fire, into the tanur erev Shabbos, and even though it's going to cook over Shabbos, why? Came into koshalei zika. Since over here zika is koshalei, it ruins the karachaya, the raw glass. So a mele has the same aspect of kibisra de gad yedami. You didn't know chsav shem yichata, something that zika ruins it. Something that zika ruins it, there's no chsav shem yichata. And karachaya falls into that same category that zika, that ear, ruins it. So there's no chsav shem yichata. Zog de gemara weiter, beishamai oimrim. We had in the Mishnah that beishamai said, Ein moichin, you're not allowed to sell to a goy erev Shabbos unless he reaches his destination to Mokum Korov and Beis Hillel is matirin. The machlokes is, do we say that there's a maris ayin that he's shluchoy and the goy is doing malacha for you on Shabbos? Zog du gmaraton rabbonon, beishame oimim lo yimko odom chefze lenochi, you're not allowed to sell your chafotzim erev Shabbos to a goy, v'lo yashi leno, and likewise, you can't lend him a item that he's going to use, he has to return as is, or he can be malve him something that the goy is mechayv himself to replace it with money if, let's say, it's going to get lost or ruined. And likewise, you shouldn't even give him a gift on Erev Shabbos, only if he reaches his destination before the onset of Shabbos. Because again, we're talking about that rechoshet that it shouldn't look like that he's doing melacha for you. That Tosis points out right away that loy magi bekelim. We're not talking about utensils, because then it would be also cooked to be shabbos because of shvisas kelim. Then it would be also even before erev Shabbos. I feel a bit of riyah bechamishi nami. El kagoyim. We're talking about a choluk, stomach cloak, v'shadvarim, which is not a din of shvisas kelim, but time and mishum hoitza. We're talking about hoitza. It looks like he's caring for you. The melachas hoitza. V'nira kishlucha kripish akundus. It looks like the guy is your shliach. We're not talking about lending utensils, but then there's an is of shvisas kelim. According to Beshamai. But we're talking about the items themselves that he's carrying. It looks like he's carrying it on your behalf. And it looks like shluchoy, and he's doing iso itso for you. And that the Brisa says, Ubeis hiloimrim, kadeshi agia, lebais asomach lechoimo. He doesn't have to reach his actual destination, his home, as long as he gets to the first home, which is in his city that he lives. So then he can place it over there. And the fact that he now doesn't place it there and he continues to walk, it's clearly that it's his own item and it's not that he's doing it for the yid's behalf. So Rashi buys a somach lechoymo shel ir acheres shanochi doshom shagay yochel anichoshom. He could have placed it there and he didn't. So then there's no chashash anymore that he's doing it for the yid. He's obviously doing it for himself. Rabbi Kiva says a bigger chiddush. It's mutter as long as what? Kadesh yetze mi pesach besoy. As long as he leaves before the onset of Shabbos, the home of the yid, the chutz of the yid, the pesach besoy, then already it's mutter. Zok the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Heine and Divi Rabbi Kiva, Heine and Divi Beis Hillel. Don't assume that Beis Hillel is saying, Yagiel Abai Somach Lechoyma. And Rabbi Kiva is saying, all it's enough that he leaves the Pesach Beis of Yisrael, and it's Machloikas, no. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Kiva and Beis Hillel is the same Shita. Zok the Gemara, Loi Bog Rabbi Kiva, Ela Lefareish Divi Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva is only coming to explain Divi Beis Hillel. Meaning the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva is, what does Beis Hillel mean? Tanakam is saying Beis Hillel meant was Kadesh Gia Alabai Somal Lechoima, and that's what's required in order that it should be reached that point. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Beis Hillel is Matirin as long as he's Yotzim Mipesach Beis of the Yisrael, mi Ba'od Yoim, and that's sufficient. All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots on the bottom of the Gemara, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis.